Hi, VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, How Powerful is Your Passport? And this is a video by The Economist. So this video is talking about different passports in the world and how powerful they are. And by powerful, they mean how many countries people with these passports can go to without a visa. And applying for a visa can be pretty troublesome. So of course, having a passport that allows you to visit different countries without that visa is pretty helpful. So in this video, they're comparing different countries' passports and how powerful they are. All right, let's take a look at our sentence. If you have a passport from Singapore or South Korea, you're in possession of one of the most powerful travel documents on earth. All right, so in this sentence, they are telling us which passports are the most powerful, and they say that it is Singapore and South Korea. So these countries have the passports that will allow you to go to the most countries without a visa. All right, so let's read the sentence one more time, a little slower. If you have a passport from Singapore or South Korea, you're in possession of one of the most powerful travel documents on earth. All right, let's look at our vocabulary. Our first vocab is passport. Passport is a noun, and a passport is a travel document, and you need it when you are going to different countries. So for example, when you go through customs, you need to show the customs officer your passport. Our next word is related to passport, and it is identification. Identification is something that shows your identity, so it proves who you are. Identification could be an identification card, or it could be something else. For example, a passport or a driver's license. Basically, it's something that has your name and maybe a photo or other personal information. So when you're applying for different things, you might be asked for identification. For example, if you apply for a bank account, they might ask you for a form of identification. And people often also say ID for short. So someone might ask you, do you have any identification? Or do you have any ID? They could also ask you, can I see your ID card? Or can I see your identification card? All right, the next word is also related to the last two words, and it is visa. So a visa is something that you need to apply for to go to certain countries. So it gives you permission to enter a different country. And this is often put into your passport. You could say something like, my visa for Japan was approved. And there are also different types of visas. So there is visitor visas, student visas, work visas, working holiday visas. So these are all different types of visas that you need in order to go to a country for specific purposes. All right, the next vocabulary is in possession of. So to be in possession of something means to have something. So you could say something like, the art collector is in possession of many famous paintings. And that would just mean that he owns or he has many famous paintings. And this phrase is a bit more formal, so it's often used in more formal settings and even by police. For example, they might say, the criminal was found in possession of a gun. So the criminal was found to have a gun. The next word is related to this phrase, and it is possession. Possession is a noun. And it has two meanings. So the first is the condition of having or owning something. For example, you could say, after Ken went bankrupt, the bank took possession of his house. So the bank took ownership of his house. The bank owns his house now. And the second meaning of possession is something that you have or own. For example, you could say something like, Mary is a minimalist, so she doesn't have many possessions. That would mean that she doesn't own many things. The next word is also related to this, and it is possess. So possess is a verb, and it means to have or to own. You could say something like, I don't possess a television. So that would mean I don't own a television. Or you could say something like, I possess many skills. So I have many skills. All right, the next vocabulary word is powerful. Powerful is an adjective and it means having power. So you could say something like, the US is one of the most powerful countries in the world. Or, this machine is very powerful. All right, our last vocabulary word is weak. Weak is an adjective and it is the opposite of powerful. You could say something like, that's a weak excuse, or the patient is very weak. All right, that is all of our vocabulary words, so let's look at our sentence one more time. If you have a passport from Singapore or South Korea, you're in possession of one of the most powerful travel documents on earth. All right, that's all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. Today's question is, which passport do you wish you had? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.